wooden fire under the pants with a smokestack at the other end so that the draft would go along under the pans. You would pour the cane juice up in the at the upper end, and then it would run back and forth along the long pan, and usually there was a man on either side or a woman, maybe two women, with a handled tool of some kind. It had a wooden slab or something with which you could push the boiling juice from one side, because as it was boiling and forming into molasses, it would not be as fluid anymore, so it had to be pushed back and forth. And by the time it came to the end of that pan, then it was ready to be let run into a container. I believe it was molasses barrels where it was put in. And then the man who had the crushing and the cooking equipment would retain, I think, one out of every three barrels, you see. Mm-hmm. One out of every three barrels. Mm-hmm. Now then, of course, a smaller farmer would use his barrels to take home and store it in the cellar of the house, in the cellar of the house, where it could keep in summer and winter. Mm-hmm. And it was not too sure that you would have a cane crop every year, so you had to kind of keep one or two barrels in reserve in the event. Mm. But if there were a number of successful years growing sorghum, then you would even have some of that molasses to sell, and you would haul it to the merchants in town who would buy your molasses by the barrel, where for their town customers would come with molasses buckets. Mm. Or jars, and to buy a gallon or two at a time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At a very price too. Some people grew white cane, I think they call it the white cane syrup, which brought maybe 10 cents more than the dark molasses. Oh. Molasses would in trade. But I personally preferred the dark molasses because it had more body and more sweetness, I believe.
I would think it would. I don't know. I've never had the lot, but you'd just think it would.
Yeah.
What did you use to urge horses to go faster if you're riding in a buggy?
Oh, yeah, you'd have a buggy whip. A buggy whip. It was about 5 or 6 inches, feet long. Mm-hmm. And you would have a container at the right of your buggy there where you could stick it in, and then if you needed it, you could get it out and whip your horses, one horse or two horse buggies, to get them into a trot, or to pull the buggy through a creek or up an incline. And the bottom part of it